Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes part in Silver Jubilee celebrations of Uttarakhand's Formation Day in Dehradun, launches several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees. Campaigning for second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections ends this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart in Luanda today. RSS Sarsangh Chalak Mohan Bhagwat says organization will work for social harmony by initiating outreach program to end divisions in society. Gujarat ATS arrests three suspected terrorists associated with ISIS from Gandhinagar, and Indian Air Force stages a grand flypast over Brahmaputra River in Guwahati to mark its 93rd anniversary. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Uttarakhand's Formation Day in Dehradun today. Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees on the occasion. The projects span across key sectors including drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, Mr. Modi also released financial assistance into the bank accounts of more than 28,000 farmers. The Prime Minister also issued a commemorative postage stamp on this occasion. Addressing the public gathering, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of Uttarakhand on the Silver Jubilee of the state. The Prime Minister stated that the double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development.
बीते 25 वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज उत्तराखंड जिस ऊंचाई पर है उसे देखकर हर उस व्यक्ति का खुश होना स्वाभाविक है जिसने इस खूबसूरत राज्य के निर्माण के लिए संघर्ष किया था। डबल इंजन की भाजपा सरकार उत्तराखंड के सामर्थ्य को नई ऊंचाई देने में जुटी है।
Mr. Modi emphasized the need to focus on expanding the untapped potential of the state. He said the government is giving a push to connectivity projects in Uttarakhand.
बेहतर कनेक्टिविटी का उत्तराखंड के विकास से गहरा नाता है इसलिए आज राज्य में 2,00,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की परियोजनाओं पर काम चल रहा है ऋषिकेश कर्णप्रयाग रेल परियोजना प्रगति पर है दिल्ली देहरादून एक्सप्रेसवे अब लगभग तैयार है गौरीकुंड केदारनाथ और गोविंदगार हेमकुंड साहब रोपवे का शिलान्यास हो चुका है ये परियोजनाएं उत्तराखंड में विकास को नई गति दे रही हैं
Earlier, Mr. Modi visited an exhibition and interacted with various stakeholders. Uttarakhand is celebrating the Silver Jubilee of its Formation Day today. Uttarakhand came into existence on this day in 2000 as the 27th state of the Republic of India. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to the people of the state on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and other ministers also extended their greetings to the state on its Silver Jubilee Formation Day. Campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will conclude this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Tuesday in 122 assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. In the second phase, more than 3.7 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. On the last day of campaigning today, top leaders from the NDA, the Mahagathbandhan and other parties are holding back-to-back election rallies and roadshows. More from our correspondent.
Addressing a public meeting in Kemur, Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar stated that the very poor power situation has been improved during his tenure in the state. He highlighted that the people of the state are getting 125 units of free electricity. The Chief Minister affirmed that if the NDA government is re-elected, development works will be further accelerated. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, addressing a public meeting in Sikti in Araria, mentioned mentioned the improved rail and air connectivity, attributing this progress to the NDA's development work. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Yadav, while addressing an election rally in Kaimur, claimed that he provided 5 lakh government jobs to the youths during his short 17-month tenure. Meanwhile, Jan Swaraj Party founder Prashant Kishore conducted a roadshow in Kalyanpur in the East Champaran district. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has swept the local body elections in Daman, Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli, securing an overwhelming majority in all key civic and panchayat bodies. According to official results, BJP won 15 of 16 seats in the Daman district panchayat, 14 of 15 seats in the municipal council and 15 of 16 sarpanch posts, establishing a near total dominance in the region. In Diu, the BJP achieved victory, bagging all 8 district panchayat seats. Similarly, in Dadra and Nagar Haveli, the party strengthened its stronghold by winning 24 of 26 district panchayat seats and all 15 seats in the municipal council. BJP national spokesperson Guru Prakash Paswan said the results reflected the public's growing faith in the party's governance model. RSS Sar Sangh Chalak Mohan Bhagwat has said that the organization will work for social harmony by initiating outreach program to end divisions in society. Speaking as part of lecture series on 100 Years of Sangh Journey, New Horizons in Bengaluru, Mr. Bhagwat pointed out that during the First War of Independence in 1857, both Hindus and Muslims came together to fight for freedom from the British rule. He said RSS will reach out to caste leaders and heads of religious sects at the block level as part of Sadbhavna Karya.
We have to remove all these differences. And our tradition is, we create unity without disturbing the diversities. But our tradition is to think that the diversities are the decorations of unity, because they are expressions of unity. Unity expressed through many individuals in many conditions at varied periods of times. In this manner, we have to organize our society.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart, João Manuel González Lorenz, in Luanda today. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on issues of mutual interests following the meeting. President Murmu reached Luanda late last evening on the first leg of her state visit to two African countries, including Angola and Botswana. Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
Earlier this year, when President of Angola met Prime Minister Modi, India approved a $200 million line of credit to help Angola modernize its defense forces. Both countries are now holding talks to finalize this agreement, which could also facilitate Angola to source defense equipment from India. Angola is already India's second largest energy supplier from Africa. With the discovery of new oil fields there, India can support Angola in refining and oil exploration projects. India can also help Angola achieve food security by sharing agricultural technology and equipment. During the current visit, both sides may also discuss cooperation in healthcare, space technology, and digital public infrastructure. They could further strengthen partnerships under global initiatives like the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, the Global Biofuel Alliance, and the International Big Cat Alliance. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Angola.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan remembered the contribution of Jain philosophy to the spiritual journey and heritage of India. He was speaking at the commemoration of Jain seer Acharya Shanti Sagar Maharaj in Shravanbelgola of Hasan district in Karnataka today. He underscored the importance of the tenets of Jainism, namely nonviolence, self-restraint and renunciation, which have shaped the spiritual ethos of our society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article written by Development of Northeastern Region Doner Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, highlighting the Northeast as Asht Lakshmi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the article explains how the region is becoming India's natural gateway to the Southeast Asia. The GST Bajat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are giving a boost to Sikkim's economy. A report.
The new GST reforms have been a ray of positivity for Sikkim's growth and ambitions. The tourism industry is essential for the state's economy, with an estimated 7,80,000 jobs dependent upon it. Hotel accommodation up to 7,500 rupees per night now carries only 5% GST, encouraging higher occupancy and longer stays. Beauty and wellness services now attract only 5% tax, down from 18%, boosting its growing wellness tourism and herbal therapy. Similarly, Sikkim's Tami tea is also now taxed at 5%, helping small tea growers and making premium tea more affordable for consumers. Locally processed foods such as fruits and vegetables, juices and pickles now fall under the 5% GST slab, lowering shelf prices by 6 to 13%. Tax cuts on medicines have also strengthened the state's budding pharmaceutical industry. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
India's ambassador to the US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, discussed with Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan the company's semiconductor and AI initiatives and plans in India. The virtual interaction came as New Delhi accelerates efforts to strengthen its semiconductor and AI industries under the India Semiconductor Mission and India AI Initiative. The Gujarat ATS has arrested three suspected terrorists from Adalaj in Gandhinagar. Initial investigation suggests that these three terrorists were associated with ISIS. Weapons have also been recovered from the three arrested terrorists. These three terrorists were plotting to carry out an attack in different parts of the country. The ATS is interrogating these three terrorists and conducting further investigation. Indian Air Force's Eastern Air Command held a grand flypast over Brahmaputra River in Guwahati to mark its 93rd anniversary today. During the first ever full-scale air show, the Indian Air Force displayed over 75 aircraft and helicopters in more than 25 formations at Lasset Ghat above the Brahmaputra River. This year's Air Force Day celebrations revolved around the theme Infallible, Impervious and Precise, symbolizing the IAF's focus on operational capability, resilience and precision. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present on the occasion. We have a report.
The Indian Air Force organizes the first ever air show in the northeastern region at Guwahati over the banks of the mighty Brahmaputra River at Lasset Ghat thrilled the spectators. The flying machines, which included Rafale, Sukhoi, Apache, MiG, IL-78 refueler, Mirage, Jaguar, C-17 Globemaster Advanced Light Helicopter, MK-1, C-130 Hercules, Antonov 32 and Surya Kiran operated from seven air bases in the region: Guwahati, Tezpur, Jorhat, Sabua, Hashimara, Bagdogra and Panagar. The air show also paid homage to Assam's beloved singer Zubin Garg with his popular song Mayabini Ratir Bukut. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara has arrived in Washington on an official visit just 2 days after the U.S. formally revoked his status as a specially designated global terrorist. The former militant will meet U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House tomorrow, 11 months after his rebel alliance ousted Bashar al-Assad in Syria. The IMD has forecast that night temperatures are likely to dip by 2 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest and adjoining central India for the next 5 to 6 days. IMD has also predicted fall in minimum temperature by about 2 degrees Celsius, very likely over many parts of Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh till Monday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes part in Silver Jubilee celebrations of Uttarakhand's Formation Day in Dehradun, launches several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees. Campaigning for second and final phase of Bihar Assembly election ends this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart in Luanda today. RSS Sangchalak Mohan Bhagwat says organization will work for social harmony by initiating outreach program to end divisions in society. Gujarat ATS arrests three suspected terrorists associated with ISIS from Gandhinagar. And Indian Air Force stages grand flypast over Brahmaputra River in Guwahati to mark its 93rd anniversary. And with that, we end the midday news.